When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And Matt, it's like Christmas Eve.
Happy draft day Eve to you and to all.
We've been talking about this thing for months. We've been waiting for it to come. It is finally here, and nobody knows what the hell is going to go on.
No, I'm not sure we know a whole lot now than we did months ago, but it's just as much fun. I mean, I can't wait. Steelers are positioned to add a lot of quality talent. There's a lot of different directions they can go, and we have, what, three segments to talk between now and they start kicking off, and then we'll be on the air quite a bit together.
Quite a bit, yeah, as we typically are. But I do believe that this draft I think there's more volatility to it.
I agree.
Than maybe in some previous years. I think we all kind of know who the top 10-ish guys are.
And I don't think any of them are going to be Steelers.
But you don't know what order they're going to fall in, other than we know Bryce Young is going to be number one.
Right. That's the only thing we know at this point.
And then past that, there could be a bunch of trades in the top 10. Mm-hmm. There could be no trades in the top 10.
And it always comes back to quarterbacks, which fortunately for the Steelers, they don't have to get
involved. They're not in that market yet.
And I'm glad that they're not for this particular class in particular, because I would hate to try to decipher these and, you know, can we work around this deficiency? Or because they all, when I was first exposed to these top five quarterbacks, including Hendon Hooker, all I could see were the glaring weaknesses. And I've warmed up to some more than others, but still, they all have huge red flags.
Well, this is, you know, so it goes back to the and I've said this before, the people who wanted the Steelers to just wait and take one next year.
Right.
A year ago at this time. Oh, just wait and take one. This class, the 2021 class or 2022 class, it isn't very good. So just wait and get your quarterback next year. That class is so deep.
Right.
That's what people are saying now. Just wait and take one next year because this one's so deep.
I mean, Houston's second on the board. They have more draft capital than anyone in the league. And there's an argument to be made to not take any of these guys and wait till next year.
Which I think would be a mistake.
Which I think is dangerous as could be, too. Because even if we're right and the North Carolina and the USC dude are transcendent, phenomenal players, well, no one's trading out of those picks. You have to be one of the worst two teams in the league.
You have to stink again.
You got to really, really stink.
And now your fan base is really ticked off at you because, well, we've stunk now for four straight years. When are we going to be good again?
I know. And I understand that there is, you know, we're not going to spend the whole time talking about the Texans, but there's finally some optimism in there. Deshaun Watson's gone. I mean, there's a new coach.
And, got extra draft picks because of it.
You're loaded. But you can't go into that locker room again and be like, we're going to start Davis Mills again.
How are you telling Laramie Tunsil Laramie, we love you. You're going to be protecting five different guys back there again this year.
You're going to win three games again. Yeah. You know, like, I've seen this movie. I mean, no thanks. All right.
Looking at some of the things that have happened since we were last on the air, the Aaron Rodgers trade finally went through.
Yeah. I mean, to no surprise, he is a Jet. And
there were rumors that the 49ers might be jumping into that. And I think that kind of maybe the Packers put that out there, you know, through the back channels just to kind of spur that trade on.
I always
thought
Belichick could call him. Yeah. You know, that'd be a real Belichick thing to do. But I thought the Jets gave up more than I expected, so it's a good deal for the Packers in that it's time to take a step back in Green Bay. You've had two amazing quarterbacks for
about a 20-year run.
Yeah, an unbelievable stretch. And now you have a lot of draft capital. See what Jordan Love is. I mean, it's probably going to be a rough year for them, but at least they're in good rebuild mode. Jets are aggressive. I mean, they're all in, but to their credit, they still have a mid first and second round pick to, you know, maybe draft a lineman
this
around
year.
Him. This year. Right.
But next year it gets interesting. You know, that pick next year is conditional upon Aaron Rodgers playing 65% of the snaps.
Yeah.
If he plays 65% of the snaps, the Packers get next year's first-round pick from the Jets.
Right.
And Aaron Rodgers, who's 39, might not be playing for the Jets next year.
That's what's odd to me, is Rodgers is an Ironman. I mean, I would imagine it'd be a long shot for him not to play 65% of the snaps. Now, that doesn't – I'm sure the Jets are looking at it like, if I can get Aaron Rodgers to play the whole year, we're going to be – that's going to be a really late first-round pick. And they might be right. But in the AFC, you still might not even make the playoffs. I mean – if the Jets are in the NFC, I'm like, the Rodgers-led Jets are going to the playoffs.
Are they still any better than third in that division?
I don't know. I mean, I think the Patriots are a clear fourth, but it's the best division in the league. Miami's all in even more than the Jets are, and Bills aren't going away. But so if you're the Packers and he hits those numbers, maybe it is a late first, but it could still be a pick in the inside the top 20, and they don't make the playoffs considering the conference they're in. But if he doesn't make those numbers for whatever reason, it's probably an early second round pick at worst.
If you remember, this is very much like the Russell Wilson trade to me.
Very much so.
Where as soon as it's made, everybody starts talking about, oh, there might be four teams out of the AFC East that make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
They'll be lucky to get two.
It's just the way the world works.
That's the way the world works. Here's the Jets' schedule this
year.
I bet
it's awful.
At home against the Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Chiefs.
right, thanks.
The Chargers, the Eagles.
Wow.
The Commanders, the Texans, and the Falcons.
Wow. So they play the other East, which is pretty good,
which
too.
Which is pretty good.
Right.
Away games. Buffalo, Miami, Patriots. Mm-hmm. At Denver, which is never an easy place to play.
That's not early in the year.
At the Raiders. At the Cowboys, at the Giants, at the Browns.
Right. And I'm sure Miami's is just as hard. They're playing basically the same team.
I mean, this is a.
That's what I mean, is chances of three teams coming out of the division are slim.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at that home schedule, and I'm like, if they get the four wins in that home schedule, that's pretty good.
Right.
They get five, okay, good for them.
I mean, even the division. I mean, are you going to sweep the Patriots? Say what you want about the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's hard to sweep
the Patriots.
They're still tough
to play against.
Yeah.
So people celebrating this as well. The Jets are a Super Bowl contender. And like the Vegas odds went crazy.
I'm sure.
I don't see it.
I don't really either. I'm planning on doing a power ranks after the draft. I mean, just for other outlets or whatever.
I'm sure we'll talk about it.
But I bet eight of the top teams are in the AFC. Like so only seven are going.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think the Cowboys
really,
are really
I mean,
good.
You have to look at the top 14. Because seven from each conference go to the playoffs.
Right. I bet at least 10 of them are AFC.
Like, when you start looking at that schedule like that.
Hey, guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Then you have to start looking at AFC losses. And things of that nature.
Right. I mean, if they're 3-3 in the division, and
do we think they're beating the Chiefs?
Probably not.
The Chargers at home's a toss up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to beat? Win in Denver? Again, that's a tough one. So there's a lot of games. People look at that. Well, it's the Browns away.
Mm-hmm.
When are you playing the Browns?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like. What if you go to Denver and Miami early in the year? They're the two worst places to play in the first month of the season by far. And then you go to Cleveland in week 16. Like, ugh.
I've done that before. That's
right,
no
right,
fun.
Right. It's just a tough situation.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that schedule breaks down, and we'll see that. We'll get that in a couple of weeks here after the draft. The schedule will be released. The other point to this is the Jets had one primetime game last year.
Oh, I bet they have a ton.
Now they're going to have six.
Six? They've already announced those?
I mean, that's the most you can get. Yeah. They're going to have six primetime games.
It's New York, and it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And
everybody's talking, well, look at the, you know, everybody in New York's excited about the Jets. Good, they should be.
Right.
But they're going to have a bunch of primetime games, and if you're not used to playing that, if you're not used to going and playing in Denver on a Sunday night.
Or Vegas.
Flying back. Right, right. Yeah. I mean, look at the road trips here. Dallas is not an easy road trip for them.
Sure, sure. And then you got to host.
You got to fly back and play the Eagles.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm even thinking of a lesser team, but the Giants are going to run the ball 80% of the time at you after a road game, you know, like that type of thing. And no, you're right. And I always go back to our conversation with Labs, you know, that, well, we'll see how they handle, you know, those type of things that people don't think about. Like, you have five, you know, prime time games, three of them on the road.
Your Sunday against Miami at home, and then you got to go on a short week and go play the Raiders in Vegas. You know?
Or the fact that I keep bringing up the Giants, like, maybe you're on the road against the Giants, but it's a home game.
Yeah.
You know, that's not an advantage at all, you know, so.
And I still believe there are more Giants fans in New York than there are Jets.
I imagine.
That's an away game for you. But the stadium's going to be packed with Giants fans.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, no, they're a much better football team than they were. I mean, I think that more than maybe any team in the league, their quarterback play held them back, you know, of what they could have been with just Joe average quarterback.
But this
play.
Isn't a Buccaneers situation.
No.
Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay, and you go, well, if you just don't turn the ball over 50 times at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they're going to be a contender, but I still
think they're good.
But I still think they're the third best team in their own division.
I'm torn on that. I mean, I think
depending on if Tua plays,
right, that's
how much
the thing
he plays.
Is, I just trust the Miami quarterback.
Speaking of
situation,
which, did you hear the news? I think late last week that Tua finally announced that he's going to play this year.
He was considering
retirement.
Right. And I'm surprised they haven't done more than just bring in Mike White. And they don't have the draft capital to do. They have the least draft capital of anyone in the league.
Unless they think they were going to talk Tom Brady out of retirement.
See, there always is that looming thing. You know, I mean, there's a connection there. That's why there's only 31 picks in the draft.
But even with that, I don't know that Brady fits what they want to do offense. I get the two-speed receivers on the outside.
Right.
Like, is that play into what Tom Brady wants to do right now? The offensive line's not great.
It's not great. I think he'd figure it out. You know, I mean, run the ball a lot.
I don't know that he could figure it out like he used to be able to figure it out.
No. I mean, I don't know. Miami, both those teams are all in, though. I mean, they've both pushed their chips in the middle, and one of them for sure isn't going to work out as planned.
Well, it might be more than one.
It might
because
be both, right.
There are lots of teams that are quote-unquote all in, and they can't all win.
I mean, I think about a year ago, the Raiders. I mean, we're going to go trade all this stuff for Devontae.
The Broncos.
The Broncos. All you these know? Teams, right.
The Rams. Yeah, they go down a list here of teams that, quote unquote, went all in. And you don't always, you don't win. The Browns have done it. Yeah.
Browns. Yeah. I mean, so I keep mentioning draft capital. And there's only like two or three teams that have less draft capital in this draft than Cleveland. And they don't have a first round pick next year. I mean, there's three teams already that don't have a first round pick next year.
And then
year.
Your quarterback's, you know,
$70 million cap hit or something insane.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Like, you better win
when
you go all in like that. Otherwise, you got to start tearing it down, and then you know, all of a sudden you become the Rams.
Mm-hmm. Or Denver's a perfect example, too. Like, they have bottom-of-the-league draft capital this year and last year. You go 2 years without really reinforcing your team through the draft, your quarterback better be a superstar, not – like, Deshaun Watson really has to be a top-five quarterback for that to be worth it,
not a
top-ten.
Somebody, and I can't remember who, put out ranking the AFC quarterbacks, and they had Deshaun Watson was number five on that list.
Oh, he wouldn't be for me, but he'd be a really hard guy to rank based
on what he did last year.
Well, he was bottom of the list last year.
Like, he was ahead of Tua, I think.
Tua had a much better year
last year. Now, he didn't play as much, obviously.
Right.
Actually, he played about the same amount.
Who would you rather have right now?
Ooh.
I mean, off the field stuff.
Can I say neither?
Thing. Yeah, right.
You know, is that the answer? I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, again, I look at this and what the Steelers can do in this draft with three premium picks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they stay put where they're at, they're going to get three football players in this draft, at least three, who come in and help right away.
I would assume. I mean, I think you could even say four. I mean, we're not talking about starters day one every snap. Maybe they take a day two tackle that doesn't start. You know, that's the only way. I'm trying to think of guys that might not start right away that could be premium picks. Or, you know, but for the most part, yeah. Or maybe an edge that's a third guy that comes in and plays 40% of the snaps, but they'll be a contributor.
Right. You're going to get guys who play, you know, 300, 400, 500 snaps this season and make an impact.
Yeah, yeah. And as we often say, the roster is set up right now that I don't know that Brian Branch aside, who would be a 1,000-snap guy right off the bat? Unless you drafted a left tackle, he wins the job, you know, something like that. But they don't need a 1,000-snap guy at any specific position. Maybe an outside corner could do that. But
maybe an outside corner could do that. Maybe a nickel slash safety could do that.
Right.
But outside of that, I don't know that you're looking at a guy to come in and be a 1,000-snap guy like Terrell Edmonds was in 2018.
Exactly. And that's because they're set up well enough that they don't need one of those right this minute.
Yeah.
You know, and they could develop into those guys.
And that's why I thought Mike Tomlin put it very succinctly when he said, you know, everything that we've done this offseason opened the draft board up for us.
Extremely well.
Yeah.
Extremely well. Right. I mean, could they use an offensive tackle? Yes. I can live with them not even drafting one, or more likely drafting the Pitt kid in the fourth round and developing him.
Yeah,
slow.
Carter,
you know,
Ward.
That type of guy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, I would love to see them get a slot. I do think they need to draft a corner of some sort, but the draft board's set up really well that you could do that at multiple spots.
Yeah, it's not the immediate need. Hey, we got to have this guy to line up tomorrow.
Right,
he has to start. That's not the case really at any position for the Steelers. You know, they could line up and play. And all the moves that they made are ones that maybe in September they don't necessarily, you look at it and go, well, you know, these guys aren't starting, this is that. But in October and November,
they might start
in week 10,
over.
You know, when you're heading to Baltimore, much different story. You know, if I'm bringing, you know, somebody off the bench who's started, you know, 50 games in his career as opposed to calling somebody up off the practice squad and starting them,
or signing
somebody off of somebody else's practice squad and starting them.
Yeah.
We've seen that have to happen in previous years. It doesn't have to happen with this team.
Right. I can play him a little bit in week one, a little more in week two, and now I trust him and I understand, as coach says, what he's like in a stadium or how he practices, those type of things. Boom, now you're the guy. You know, so no, it has set up well. A part of the draft and acquiring young talent isn't always just draft this guy, put him in. It's how am I going to develop him once he's in our building, you know? And they've set themselves up well that it's not like, okay, left tackle, throw you in the deep end, hope you do fine against Myles Garrett. You know, I'm like, man, let's bring him along a little slower.
Hey, you can now listen to Steelers Nation Radio anytime, anywhere through your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play Steelers Nation Radio from iHeart, and Alexa will take care of the rest. And you might want to do that during the draft, because we're going to be on wall to wall throughout the draft. Matt, myself, a cast of others, cast of dozens maybe, that are going to be on the air. But we're going to bring you all the press conferences, all the immediate draft picks and things of that nature. You can hear that basically Thursday through Saturday this weekend. So you don't want to miss that. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.